Welcome to Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks and our half-hour show, flagship station, Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Michael Rubin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
And on today's show, I got something. I got to get my iPad out here. on something to do with TransLink. Now, I just received it from CBC News. According from the Compass card is after, you know, it's been taking long, so long for the past 2 years. It's finally coming. And here's the info. Bus users across Metro Vancouver will benefit from a temporary drop in fare prices as TransLink grapples to grow to make the Compass card effective across the system. Beginning October 5th, bus users will be able to use the travel zones, all zones, on a one zone fare zone ticket all day, every day for Compass card users. Kathy McLay, who is now the CFO of TransLink. I think she's, to me, I think Kathy McLay's kind of a little bit of a, to me, feels she's kind of a scary person because she reminds me of my, I hate to say, my former doctor that I used to do on at Carousel Station. Not to make a difference between her and my former doctor, but she can be really, I by the tone of her voice when I went over to the TransLink annual meeting, she can be really like, get out there, go on there, and that kind of a force type of thing. And it, to me, it feels more scary than she really speaks on any of these fronts of the financial stuff. But anyways, but she kept on saying, over the next few years, you will notice our Compass vending machines are going to be turned on at SkyTrain stations and CBus terminals, and customers will be able to purchase tickets. So I'm kind of similar to doing the promotion of what she really wants, like a demanding type of thing. and that's it just sounds like that Kathy McLay would have that kind of a voice for it, but I don't know if she got a chance to hear her show, but no offense, Kathy, if she's listening, but
we're sure she's actually trying hard.
Yeah, she's trying really hard, I must admit. The Compass Electronic Fare Savers in Metro Vancouver has been the works for 6 years, but it's been a bumpy ride, and more than 2 years after the original deadline, which was 2 years ago, for that matter. She went on to continue TransLink acting CEO as August 11th and Thursday, that May shortfall in revenue from the one-zone bus fare was expected to be covered by an associated increase in bus riderships. Excuse me. I asked if more buses would be scheduled as a result. She replied that no vote in the transit plebiscite means there would be no extra capacity, meaning there would be no extra buses out there in the service, if that was the case. She went on to saying that once the Compass card system is fully up and running in November, TransLink will begin gathering data for the future fare policy renew. Biden said there is no plan currently in place to raise any type of transit fares. TransLink suggested the fare drop in May as a way to deal with problems they face with cards and buses, after testing showed the card readers were inaccurate and too slow. So what this means is, instead of properly reading the card validators would take too long to tap out. It would take a long time just to really read it and find the destination of the bus, of where it is, mm-hmm. on the GPS, and saying, okay, you're signed out. I mean, it's done that a few times on my card, and it's a long process. Sometimes you may have to try the card again. Sometimes you have a little red symbol, boop, boop, you know, with a little sound, and say, try again. And then you tap it again. Eventually, it will work again. So some process, like I said, will take a little longer to tap out, potentially creating lineups and riders that leave buses and riders who forget to tap out could be charged with, you know, the usual three zones.
Yeah.
For that matter. The fare described as a temporary bus. okay. So TransLink suggested the fare drop in May will deal with problems as they face with cards on buses after testing showed the card readers are inaccurate and too slow. I did say that. The fare described as, quote, temporary, unquote, by TransLink will be infected until further notice and applies to all buses only, as well as users of the HandyDart system as well. So if any people are riding on HandyDarts, they would have described as a temporary display for it. What this means is that any route that crosses the border will be cheaper to take buses than SkyTrain, says Jordan Bateman of the TransLink director from the Canadian Taxpayers Association. We actually, speaking of Jordan Bateman, we have talked to Jordan Bateman close to a week ago, not on this program, but another program called The Rational.
Mm-hmm.
And Bateman, he had mentioned about it because we talked about the issues on the no campaign, and I congratulate him on the no victory for that matter. And everybody thought the no campaign wasn't going to be a really quite success for that matter, and it was all going to be a victory, a favor of the yes vote and an underdog for the no vote.
Yeah.
Tables have turned. So anyways, on to the continuing news on this, and I lost my thought of training. So, for example, if you can take the bus from Langley to Lougheed Station, it would be cheaper now just to take the SkyTrain from Surrey Central Centre to Lougheed Station. In other words, the bus 555 would be a lot cheaper than taking SkyTrain doing the other zone. So if you were taking a bus using a compass card...
Oh, so the zones will still apply to the SkyTrain.
Yes, but not buses.
But not to the buses.
Not to the buses.
Well, I guess here's my thing. When I jump on transit, most times because of how far out I actually live...
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like in
you walking live in White Rock.
Yeah, I'm in walking distance to the Peace Arch border crossing.
Yes.
So the thing,
hello,
the thing,
Americas, and yeah. Speak shout outs to Americas if anybody's listening to us.
Hey, watch the American jokes.
Yeah.
They get really nasty out here.
I know.
But the thing is I have to take. There is no SkyTrain that goes out that far, so I had to take the bus. So. To the SkyTrain in Richmond.
Yes.
So it sounds like in either direction, I get saved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I always have to pay all three zones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're, well, let's put it this way. If you're on the 351 bus going to Richmond
mm-hmm.
through the express bus going there, that's going to be one zone.
Yeah.
However, if you're going from Bridgeport to Vancouver, that's one zone.
Yeah. One so it's zone one down. Zone all the way through now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, no, I wouldn't say one zone. I mean,
I think
Bridgeport. Okay. Yeah. You get off the express bus from White Rock.
At Bridgeport.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's only when you take that bus, that will be a one zone fare.
Right.
However, when you go from Bridgeport to Vancouver,
it's
two zones.
Two zones. Yeah. Yes. So I only had to pay two zones, though. Mm-hmm. It's still cheaper.
That's true. So anyways, that's what they're doing is similar to what they're doing with Langley. So if you're going from Langley to Lougheed Station,
mm-hmm.
that would still be one zone. And if you want to continue to Vancouver, that would be two zones.
Right.
Because you're facing with SkyTrain. Unless you want to not use SkyTrain, how am I going to put it this way?
there are buses that I can catch from
Lougheed to Vancouver.
From Lougheed to Vancouver or from Bridgeport straight into Vancouver.
But
it takes a lot longer.
Yeah, but you're going to have to transfer the connections that do go to Vancouver mm-hmm. instead of using SkyTrain.
Well, yeah. Depending on your reasoning for traveling.
Yeah. So what this means, what this also means is you would see more people on buses rather than SkyTrain, and Files Face for years of TransLink has been trying to do. Yay! Well, I mean, it's kind of like what you do for like Safeway or any other grocery stores mm-hmm. that have self-serve.
Yeah.
Stuff. And it looks as though I know my mother really against those kind of machines and that kind
I
of stuff.
I don't like them either. I don't know why your mother doesn't like them, but I'm going to voice an opinion about why I don't like
go
them.
Go ahead.
Is the human interaction. Mm-hmm. When you go to purchase something,
right.
There should be a human interaction.
Okay.
And especially like groceries or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the grocery store chains have actually used it to eliminate jobs.
True. Yeah.
You know, lack of human interaction as you're paying
mm-hmm.
Means they need fewer human beings.
Mm-hmm. Now that was the situation. What was it? There was a, which is now called a Bilo Foods out near Kingsgate Mall, but upstairs mm-hmm. facility used to be a Safeway a long time ago. Now it's changed to, well, then afterwards it used to be called the Scan and Save Food Store. What the Scan and Save Food Store is, they eliminate all their checkout customers or their checkout employees
yeah.
and replace them as do-it-yourself, Scan and Save, that kind of thing. So it was kind of like a self checkout with no people. All the aisles that had the checkout signs, all of them had scan and do yourself scanner.
Yeah,
to do your scanning. So
go on. As far as the Compass card, though, you know what my big thing with the Compass card is? Mm-hmm. There is no place if you live in White Rock, Langley, Alder Grove,
yes,
all those areas. Where do you conveniently buy a Compass card?
Well, that's what I was going to get to in this thing here. What was I going to say here? Yeah, so reading on to the situation that was happening. So it would be, like I said, it would be a lot cheaper to do buses. And then, of course, such as Nathan Wood with, as a bus operator, likes those kind of changes because the possibility down the road that we end up doing all-door boarding could eliminate virtually all convinced that we have our passengers over the fare. And then, of course, at the end of the news, saying that over the next several weeks, Compass cards and vending machines at SkyTrain and C-buses will be activated, and the cards will be available for purchase at retailer outlets by November. So that's what they're saying for the Compass cards. So all the Compass cards will be out there at retail stores, hopefully by November, to eliminate the fare savers and possibly the day passes as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he used the day pass because it's kind of interesting. If you use a day pass, it's going to cost you from Langley, Otter Grove, or White Rock, South Surrey areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually cheaper to go by a day pass.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you only have to go take one trip in and one trip out, mm-hmm. it's cheaper to buy the day pass than it is to pay the fare on the bus.
Right.
So
that's all going to be changed in November, according to what TransLink says. Yeah. So we'll wait and see.
See what happens, right?
Yep, of course.
But intuitively, I would think there would be, rather than worrying about the vending machines, I would maybe want to sell the cards themselves at the retail outlets before I got the vending machines activated.
True. But here's interesting to note, the West Coast Express already have their vending machines already done out now.
Well, that's essentially the West Coast Express. That's essentially where the C bus is.
That's right. But it goes over towards Mission.
Yeah. But they all come together at the waterfront station.
That's true. Yes. And hopefully by the end of close to October, what they say on October 5th, and what they say about it is the vending machines will be up and running from all of the SkyTrain and CBus routes.
Oh,
in general.
We'll just have to see what happens, now, won't we?
Absolutely. Because they've been doing this for over 2 years and it hasn't been successful. And the company that originally did it was in Chicago, had numerous of problems there as well.
They got caught in a class action between several cities. They got sued at the same time by several cities.
Absolutely.
In North America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's one thing to have a class action put against you by a bunch of citizens, but now when you're talking about government offices, municipalities coming together and saying, hey, either you put up or give us our money back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, well the other part of it, they have the equipment installed. Now it has to be if they were to fire these guys in Chicago, it has to all that equipment has to be removed.
Yes, of course. Every one city, if it's not been worked out properly, then they won't subscribe to it.
Right.
That's the thing.
One thing that there was when I worked with a software company, one thing that they had proposed to TransLink was phone apps.
Yes, phone apps.
And so far, TransLink hasn't come up with that particular option.
Yes.
Because that would make life really convenient for a lot of people. You don't have to go buy the card. You just download the app onto your phone as part of the TransLink app, and you can update it via your credit card straight off the app.
Yes. One thing for sure about TransLink Compass cards online, because I'm already on their online site right now.
You can add money online, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Because to do that, you have to go to compasscard.ca, not the TransLink website, but the actual compasscard.ca to register your Compass card.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff you need to sign in to check your balance, to repurchase your card online, for that matter, and of course you have to use your credit cards for that matter too, to do that. And some of it is pretty hard work as it is. So you have to get your Compass card out, and then you have to get out your credit card out, and you have to do both simultaneously to refill your Compass card.
Yeah,
and of course it's a valued Compass card. So no matter if you reload it so many times, it's stored value.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So if you're away, say for example, you're visiting, okay? You're visiting Vancouver, you just receive, I just received a Compass card. But you're not a regular visitor here, right? You're not a regular residential person here. You live in, I don't know, say Seattle or Toronto or Adelaide for that matter. And then you have that card, but it's, like I said, it's still a stored value. The money will
still
when
you come back to Vancouver for your next visit, you'll be able to use your card to pay your fare.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with other cities like the Orca card in Seattle, the Sound Transit system there.
Mm-hmm.
The Toronto Transit Commission and the Go Transit, they have some sort of a special card there. They have their stored value as well. Same goes with Edmonton. So slowly, all of the cities will be having each one of them will have a card that will have a stored value. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So in any cases, if you are visiting other cities like Adelaide or Seattle or Toronto, you have the card, which of course I've already got an Orca card for Seattle. And in case if I want to go back to Seattle again, I don't know if I want to go to a Mariners game. I really love the Mariners for their baseball game. And go over there.
We can have another debate about the Mariners.
But I'm a huge baseball fan anyway, so.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a Phillies fan, so.
Okay, so we have a debate on that.
There you go.
Who will win the World Series on that? I think the Phillies are National League, are they?
National League, yes.
So,
and
yeah.
Mariners are, of course, American League.
American League, yes, of course.
Which is for those of you who actually do follow sports and baseball, the debate about the designated hitter, exists in the American League, which does not exist in the National League.
The pitcher, because
which
of
the
that.
Pitcher has to hit all the time.
Yes, exactly. So. Yeah, so that's another topic we can debate on, but we can also debate if, now, hear this, if the Mariners do play the Phillies in October.
In October.
Yeah, so if they do come to the finals, for that matter, that'd be exciting for both of us.
Yes, that would be.
We'll just have to wait and see. We'll have to play it by ear.
With the divisionals and
the finals.
We'll check on that later on to see what the playoff potential of both teams actually are.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, getting back to the Compass card. Anyways, if I'm going to Seattle, I've already got an Orca card. Mm-hmm. I can use it anytime if I wanted to. It's stored value. So. There you go.
That's good. It means that the tourists aren't being ripped off,
mm-hmm.
which Vancouver, like Seattle, it mm-hmm. depends on a lot of tourist trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need the tourist dollars to keep our lives running.
Yeah, I wonder what's next. A universal transit card?
It's not a half bad idea, Kelly.
Yeah. So, yeah, kind of a universal.
You know, where you could buy a subscription to transit it to all those transit systems that would subscribe to the system.
Yeah. Internationally.
Internationally,
that, like,
yeah.
So it would be
imagine being able to take your Compass card and use it on, what is it, the tube?
Yes.
In London.
In London, yes,
yeah,
of course.
Because they're on the same subscribed system.
Absolutely.
It's not a really, it's a pretty good idea and...
Maybe we are seeing it as a Venus project for that matter, and hopefully we get a chance to see other international companies, that you will, subscribing to these types of cards and what have you. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I got a chance to look at what's happening with a thing called the Venus Project, and they're saying like they don't want any issues on money, politics, and power, for that matter. And I begin to see pretty much maybe some corporations are going to say goodbye and changing the way of people get around to these things. So,
yeah.
it's probably one step closer becoming a reality for that matter. So I wouldn't be surprised. So
yeah. So there are corporations out there that are more about sharing than they are control.
Mm-hmm. So it could be a possibility that we will get a chance to see a fast, rapid train coming from Vancouver going to Toronto, like in 5 minutes or so, or going to Vancouver to Tokyo in an hour or two, for that matter, going through the, for that matter.
No, I know this for certain, through joint ventures, like the SEPTA, which is the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority in Philadelphia.
Okay.
They have a joint venture with New Jersey Transit, which also has a joint venture with New York Transit. Mm-hmm. So you can actually literally there are hookups between each system, so mm-hmm. that you can ride a train from Philadelphia to New York.
Mm. Should be interesting. Maybe TransLink, for that matter, maybe TransLink will hook up with BC Transit.
Yeah.
Right? They've just already did their system from Chilliwack to Langley.
Well, if you're on the ferry.
Yes.
And you can buy, like, I was able to buy my BC Transit ticket.
Oh yes,
on the ferry on my way to Victoria.
Yes,
you can. And do then that. On the way back, mm-hmm. was able to get
TransLink.
I was able to. Somebody was able. I ran into somebody on the SkyTrain, and they said that they actually got their SkyTrain tickets from off the ferry.
Right. Oh, maybe they are doing that as well.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There may be limited times when you can actually get it or something like that. But I'm pretty sure that you can actually buy your tickets right on the ferry.
Now. Okay, sounds good.
Which is a step towards that joint venture, right?
Yep, that is true.
So.
Anyways, we're coming to the bottom of the show, so I would like to say thank you to Michael Rubin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kelly.
And hopefully we will be back again next week. I won't be back next week, but Michael will be back.
I will be back next week. What we might actually do is do like highlights or something like that, best of mm-hmm. sort of things from other shows that we've done.
Sure.
From off of Dropbox.
All right. Fair enough. So mm-hmm. we're going to end the show with Gas Chamber. No, the song is called Gas Chamber by Angry Simonians. And again, we will be back again next week for sure.
Okay.
See y'all later. Oh no!
bed, looking at the pictures up on the wall. I need a little elbow room. I need space, man. That ain't all. Yeah, get home first thing, you know. The folks jump on my case. Get a job with the dishes out. Put the trash back in its place.